chapter 55 to 68.
And it happened, when I had finished the words of this prayer, that I sat down there under a tree to rest in the shade of its branches. And I was surprised and was astonished. And in my thoughts, I pondered about the multitude of the goodness which the sinners, who are on earth, have rejected from themselves, and about the great torment which they have despised, even though they knew that they should be tormented because of the sin they had committed. And while I was pondering these and similar things, behold, Remiel, the angel who is set over true visions, was sent to me. And he said to me,
"Why does your heart trouble you, Baruch? And why does your thought disturb you? For if you are already this perturbed, merely hearing about the judgment, what will happen when you see it with your eyes openly? And if you are already this overwhelmed at your mere anticipation of the day of the Mighty One, what will happen when you arrive at its coming? And if you are this fully distraught at the mere words of the announcement of the torment of the foolish, how much more when this event itself reveals marvelous things? And if you are grieved merely upon hearing the names of the good and evil things which will come at that time, what will happen when you see what the Majesty will reveal, who will convict some and cause others to rejoice? Nevertheless, since you have sought for the Most High to reveal to you the interpretation of the vision that you have seen, I have been sent to tell you this, that the Mighty One has certainly made known to you the course of the times that have passed, as well as those that are yet to pass, in his world, from the beginning of its creation until its consummation, the times which are known by deceit and those by truth. For as you saw a great cloud which came up from the sea and went and covered the earth, this is the duration of the age created by the Mighty One, when he took counsel in order to create the age. And it happened, when the word had gone forth from his presence, that the duration of the age was standing as something small, and it was established in accordance with the abundant intelligence of him who sent it forth. And as for the black waters that you first saw on the top of the cloud, which were the first to descend upon the earth, these are the transgression which Adam, the first man, committed. For when he transgressed, untimely death came into being, and mourning was identified, and suffering was prepared, and pain was created, and toil was kindled, and pride began to arise. And the netherworld began incessantly demanding to be renewed with blood. And the conception of children came about, and the passion of parents was produced, and the loftiness of men was humiliated, and the goodness vanished. Therefore, what could be blacker and darker than these things? This is the beginning of the black waters which you have seen. And from these black waters, black were again born, and darkest darkness was produced. For he who became a danger to his own soul, even became a danger to the heavenly messengers. For at the time when he was created, they enjoyed freedom, and some of them came down and mingled themselves with women. Therefore, those who did so were tormented in chains. But the rest of the innumerable multitude of heavenly messengers restrained themselves. And those living on earth perished together through the waters of the flood. Those are the first black waters. And after these, you saw bright waters. These are Abraham's fountain and his generations, and the coming of his son and of his grandson, and of those who are like them. For at that time the law, even without being written, was in force among them. And at that time the works of the commandments were accomplished, and the belief in the coming judgment was brought about. And at that time the hope of the world that will be renewed was built, and the promise of the future life to come was planted. These are the bright waters which you have seen. And the third waters which you have seen, which are black. These are the mingling of all sins which the nations committed afterward, after the death of those righteous men, and the wickedness of the land of Egypt, in which they acted wickedly in the hard labor with which they forced their sons to labor. Yet these also perished at the end. And the fourth waters which you have seen, which are bright. These are the coming of Moses, and of Aaron, and of Miriam, and of Joshua, son of Nun, and of Caleb, and of all those who are like them. For at that time, the lamp of the eternal law illuminated all those who sat in darkness. This lamp announced to those who believe the promise of their reward, and to those who deny the tormenting fire reserved for them. But also at that time, the heavens were shaken from their place. Those heavens beneath the throne of the Mighty One were severely shaken when he brought Moses to himself. For he showed him many warnings together with the principles of the law and the end of time, as he also showed to you. And likewise, he showed him the pattern of Zion, along with its measurements, which was to be made after the pattern of the present sanctuary. At that time, he also showed him the measures of the fire, as well as the depths of the abyss, and the weight of the winds, and the number of the raindrops, and the suppression of wrath, and the abundance of long-suffering, and the truth of judgment, and the root of wisdom, and the richness of understanding, and the fountain of knowledge, and the height of the air, and the greatness of the garden, and the consummation of the ages, and the beginning of the day of judgment, and the number of the offerings, and the worlds which have not yet come, and the mouth of Gehenna, and the station of vengeance, and the place of faith, and the region of hope, and the picture of future torment, and the multitude of the innumerable heavenly messengers, and the hosts of the flame, and the splendor of lightnings, and the voice of the thunders, and the orders of the chief messengers, and the storehouses of the light, and the changes of the times, and the perusals of the law. These are the fourth bright waters you have seen. And the fifth waters, which you have seen pouring down, which are black. These are the works wrought by the Amorites, and the invocations of their incantations which they made, and the wickedness of their mysteries, and the mingling of their pollutions. But even Israel was polluted with sins in the days of the judges, although they saw many signs having come from him who created them. And the sixth waters which you have seen, which are bright. These are the time in which David and Solomon were born. And at that time the building of Zion took place, and the dedication of the sanctuary, and the mass shedding of blood of the nations that sinned at that time. And at that time, many offerings were offered at the dedication of the sanctuary. And at that time, peace and tranquility reigned, and wisdom was heard in the assembly, and the riches of understanding were magnified in the congregations, and the holy festivals were fulfilled in happiness and in much joy. And at that time, the judgment of the rulers was seen without deceit, and the righteousness of the commandments of the Mighty One was accomplished in truth. And at that time, the land received mercy. And since its inhabitants did not sin, it was praised above every land. And at that time, the city of Zion ruled over every land and region. These are the bright waters you have seen. And the seventh waters which you have seen, which are black. These are the perversion conceived by the counsel of Jeroboam, who took counsel to make two golden calves. And these are also all the iniquities that were iniquitously accomplished by the kings who succeeded him, and the curse of Jezebel, and the idolatry practiced by Israel at that time, and the withholding of rain, and the famines that occurred until women ate the fruits of their womb, and the time of their exile which befell the 9.5 tribes because they lived in many sins. And Shalmaneser, the king of the Assyrians, came and carried them away into exile. But concerning the nations, much could be said, how they always acted unrighteously and wickedly, and how they never proved themselves to be righteous. These are the seventh black waters you have seen. And the eighth waters which you have seen, which are bright. These are the righteousness and the integrity of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and the grace which came upon him. For at that time Sennacherib was stirred to destroy, and his wrath roused him, as well as the multitude of the nations allied with him, in order to destroy. Moreover, when Hezekiah the king heard that that Assyrian king was devising to come and seize him and destroy his people, the remaining 2.5 tribes, and that he also wanted to destroy Zion, then Hezekiah trusted in his works and hoped in his righteousness, and spoke with the Mighty One and said, "Pay attention! Behold, Sennacherib is ready to destroy us, and he will boast and be uplifted when he has destroyed Zion." And because Hezekiah was wise, the Mighty One heard him, and because he was righteous, he paid attention to his prayer. And then the Mighty One commanded Remiel, his messenger who is speaking with you. And I went forth and destroyed their multitude, whose chiefs alone numbered 185,000, and each of them had an equal number at his command. And at that time I burned their bodies within, but I preserved their clothes and their arms on the outside, so that even more of the Mighty One's marvelous works might be seen, and that through it, his name might be mentioned throughout the entire earth. And so Zion was saved, and Jerusalem was delivered. Israel was also freed from tribulations, and all those who were in the Holy Land rejoiced, and the name of the Mighty One was glorified so that it was spoken of. These are the bright waters you have seen. And the ninth waters which you have seen, which are black. These are all the wickedness that existed in the days of Manasseh, son of Hezekiah, for he acted very wickedly, and killed the righteous, and perverted judgment, and shed innocent blood, and violently polluted married women, and overturned altars, and abolished their offerings, and drove away the priests so they were unable to minister in the sanctuary. And he made a statue with five faces. Four of them looked, one in each direction of the four winds, and the fifth was on the top of the statue, so as to challenge the zeal of the Mighty One. And then wrath went forth from the Mighty One's presence, so that Zion should be uprooted, as has also happened in your days. But also the judgment went out against the 2.5 tribes, so that they also should be carried away into exile, as you have now seen. And the impiety of Manasseh increased to such a degree that the glory of the Most High removed itself from the sanctuary. Therefore, at that time, Manasseh was called the impious one, and finally his abode was in the fire. For although the Most High had heard his prayer, in the end, when he fell into the brazen horse, and the brazen horse was melted, it served as a sign to him regarding the hour. For he had not lived perfectly, since he was not worthy. But the sign was given to him that he might henceforth know by whom he should be punished at the end. For he who is able to benefit is also able to punish. Therefore, in this way, Manasseh acted impiously, and he thought that the Mighty One would not call these things to account during his time. These are the ninth black waters you have seen. And the tenth waters which you have seen, which are bright. These are the purity of the generation of Josiah, the king of Judah, who is the only one in his time who subjected himself to the Mighty One with all his heart and all his soul. He purified the land from the idols, and sanctified all the vessels that had been polluted, and restored the offerings to the altar, and raised the horn of the holy, and exalted the righteous, and honored all those who were wise with understanding. And he brought the priests back to their ministry, and destroyed and removed the magicians and enchanters and necromancers from the land. And he not only killed the impious who were living, but they also removed the bones of the dead from the tombs and had them burned with fire. And he established the festivals and the Sabbaths with their holy practices, and he burned the polluted with fire. And as for the lying prophets who deceived the people, these he also burned with fire. The people who obeyed them while they lived were cast by him into the Kidron Valley, and he heaped stones upon them. And he was zealous with the zeal of the Mighty One, with all his soul, and he alone was strong in the law at that time, so that he left no one uncircumcised, or anyone who acted wickedly in the whole country all the days of his life. Now he shall receive an eternal reward. And in the last time, he shall be honored with the Mighty One more than many. For on his account, and on account of those who are like him, the precious glories, which were spoken to you earlier, have been created and prepared. These are the bright waters which you have seen. And the 11th waters which you have seen, which are black. These are the disaster that has now befallen Zion. Do you think that in the Mighty One's presence there is no mourning among the heavenly messengers because Zion is delivered up in this way? And behold, the nations rejoice in their hearts, and the crowds are before their idols and say, "She who has often trodden down others has herself been trodden down, and she who has subjugated has herself been subjugated. Do you think that the Most High rejoices in these things, or that his name is glorified? But how will it be with his righteous judgment? But after these things, those scattered among the nations will be taken hold of by tribulations and live in shame in every place. For as far as Zion is delivered up and Jerusalem laid to waste, the idols in the cities of the nations will prosper. And the smoke's vapor arising from the incense of the law's righteousness is extinguished in Zion. And everywhere in the region of Zion, behold, there is the smoke of impiety. But the king of Babel will arise, the one who has now destroyed Zion, and he will boast over the people. And in his heart he will make haughty declarations in the presence of the Most High. But he too will fall at last. These are those black waters. And the 12th waters which you have seen, which are bright. This is the word. For after these things, there will come a time when your people will fall into such a distress that they will all be in danger of perishing together. Yet they will be saved, and their enemies will fall before them. And in time, they will have much joy. And at that time, after a short interval, Zion will be rebuilt, and its offerings will be restored, and the priests will return to their ministry, and the nations will also come to honor it, but not as fully as before. But it will happen after these things that there will be the fall of many nations. These are the bright waters you have seen.